Well, it's hard to believe that it was nearly a month ago, about 3 weeks ago, that both the Bartlesville swim teams competed for state titles, and of course the girls' swim team won the whole thing. Bartlesville girls swimming back-to-back state champions, and the boys took second place for the fifth year in a row, so kind of building a swimming dynasty here in Bartlesville. And thanks to head coach Chad Englehart, I got a chance to sit down with several of the athletes that were part of that state championship and state runner-ups on the Bartlesville girls and boys swim team. So here's our sit down with a few of them for Bruin Buzz.
First here.
Kate Stewart, sophomore.
What did you swim?
I swam the 100 breaststroke, the 2IM breaststroke, and the 200 medley relay, and the third leg and the 400 freestyle relay.
And you were part of the team last year too, right?
Yes.
So back-to-back state champions, your first 2 years, that's pretty cool. What are your overall thoughts?
I think it's awesome. I'm really excited about it. I think we've all worked really hard for it. So it's... And it's not a fluke, which is exciting. So I am really excited, and for the next 2 years.
Yeah, you've got 2 more years left, and I know that you guys are involved in swimming a lot longer, like before high school. You've been involved with some of these girls and guys. So does it mean a little bit more than maybe your average accomplishment when it's been something you've been working toward even, you know, when you were a kid?
Yeah, I remember when my sister was on the high school team, and I always used to think that's so cool, I can't wait to do that, and to finally be a part of it, and having our team do so well, it really means a lot. It makes it a lot more special.
Delaney Shipman, sophomore.
And what did you swim?
I swam the 200 back, 2 relays, the 200 medley, the 400 free relay, and the 200 freestyle.
So just like Kate, who we just had in here, you're a sophomore.
Yes.
So first 2 years, a lot of success. What were your feelings when everything was done this last weekend?
It was just a lot of fun to go through this all again with my team and to know that we've worked so hard to accomplish this.
Were you nervous about it at all going into it, or did you kind of think that if you took care of the business you needed to, that everything else would take care of itself?
I mean, we were nervous, but it was just... I mean, we focused on being a team and being excited for each other more than our own nervousness.
And you've got 2 more years. Are you excited for those? Do you think you can do it 2 more times?
I'm very excited. I hope we can do it again.
Abigail Barriga, I'm a freshman.
So your first year in here, and you knew that they had won it last year. Was it exciting since it's your first one? A lot of those girls that I've already talked to, and I know that your teammates had already won it one time, but you're 1 for 1 so far.
Yes, it was definitely a lot of it was really exciting. The older girls brought in a lot of excitement for us.
And what did you swim?
I swam the 100 fly and the 100 back.
3 more years, you excited to keep on doing it? Maybe start a little dynasty?
Yes, you will not be disappointed.
Thank you.
Haley Downey, senior.
Okay, so your last go around, mm-hmm. and you finished off on a high note the last couple of years. What were your overall thoughts when everything was finished on Saturday?
I thought it was just a fantastic way to end my senior year. We've done better and better each year as a team, and so it was really fun to end on such a high note.
How cool is it to see some of the girls coming up behind you and see what they have ahead of them?
Oh, I think it's awesome. Some of these girls are doing things as freshmen that I wasn't doing until maybe last year or this year. So they have a lot of potential.
What are your plans for next year?
I'm going to be swimming at the University of Kansas.
Very cool. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Greta Olson, 10th grade.
Okay. You were on both the cross-country teams, right?
Yes.
And now both the swimming teams.
Yes.
So you've got 4 state titles and you're not even done with... your sophomore year yet, are you going to fill up all 10 of your fingers with rings? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool feeling.
What were your overall thoughts when everything was done on Saturday?
My overall thoughts were just being really proud of my team and all that we had accomplished.
What did you swim?
I swam the 100 butterfly and the 50 freestyle.
You're 2 for 2. I know that you had swam before this coming into your freshman year. Is this something that you thought would be possible when you started things at Bartlesville High just a couple Septembers ago?
I didn't think it would be this far, this quick, I don't think. I thought, you know, maybe by my junior or senior year we would have a state championship, but not so soon.
You've got 2 years left in both those sports. Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
My name is Olivia Galvez, and I am a freshman.
So your first year out, and you're going to get a ring. That's pretty cool. What were your feelings after everything was done?
I felt accomplished, like I'd finally been able to do something with my swimming career.
And how long have you been swimming?
This will be my sixth year swimming.
And what were you most proud of when everything was done on Saturday?
The girls' relay team's breaking even more records.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Erin Downey, freshman.
So you're just a freshman, one for one so far. How was it this past weekend?
It honestly felt surreal. It was such a great experience that I can't even begin to describe my feeling.
What were you most proud of?
Probably just the fact that we pulled together as a team, and it was great.
It's kind of an interesting spot to be in, and I know that you weren't on last year's team, but you guys were pretty much the favorites from wire to wire this whole season. And I know talking to Coach Engelhardt, he talked a lot about putting the blinders on and just kind of focusing on your own times and staying within yourself. And it seemed like that was something you all were very good at.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely had each individual race planned out in our minds, but in the end, I think it was really the relays that really won it for us, too.
And kind of cool that that's an opportunity for you all to work together as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Hollis Gilbert, I'm a freshman.
And what did you swim?
200 backstroke and 100 backstroke. Or 200 freestyle, sorry.
So it's your first year going through all this. How much fun was that this past weekend?
Oh, it was amazing. Like, unlike anything I've ever done before.
So your greatest accomplishment so far in your young athletic career?
Well, I'm probably most proud of being the lowest scoring or highest scoring freshman in both of my events.
Very cool. And you've got 3 years left. Are you excited for the next three?
Definitely.
What do you think is, if you had something to say to the seniors that were going to be leaving after this year, what would you say?
Good luck, have fun in college, and we're all going to miss you a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Emily Giovanetti, and I'm a sophomore.
And what did you swim?
I swam the 500 free, the 200 free, and the 2 free relay, the 4 free relay.
And you're a sophomore. I've seen a lot of sophomores roll through here. It's a big class on this team. That's pretty cool because you and your other peers are 2 for 2 now.
Yeah, we've stuck together this whole time, and it's just been really fun with those people.
What were your thoughts after everything was done on Saturday? A lot of relief?
Yeah, there was a lot of relief there, and it just felt great that our team stuck together the whole way. And even though some of us struggled a little bit, we just stayed with each other and just kept fighting.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm Kylie Brooks. And I'm a freshman.
And what did you swim?
The 500 free and the 100 breaststroke.
So you're 1 for 1. I know that you came into this year knowing that they had won it last year. How excited are you?
It was pretty exciting being a part of a good team like this, knowing that we could accomplish things.
Did you expect to win it going into the season?
I didn't know. I just hoped.
Are you going to swim next year?
Yeah, definitely.
So 3 more years and you can try to keep this thing rolling?
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
June Harris, freshman.
And what did you swim?
The 50 free and the 100 free.
What were your feelings when everything was done on Saturday? How excited were you?
It was really great. I was really emotional. It was good.
So you came into it knowing they had won last year. How cool was it to come into a team that was already set, being pretty talented, and help them win a second straight?
It was great. Made me feel like I couldn't let the team down or anything.
So were you relieved, happy when everything was done?
Yeah, very.
And you're already here working again today, and of course we're done with the regular season, so I assume you're going to keep on rolling the next few years?
Yes.
You excited for that?
Yes.
Thanks.
Matthew Pryor, freshman.
So you're a freshman on the boys team, and what did you swim?
200 free and 500 free.
I know you guys had a chance right at the end there to win the whole thing. You finished second again, but nothing to scoff at. What were your feelings when the whole thing was over?
It was fun being my first meet. I was really happy at how enthusiastic the team was, even though we were runner-ups.
So excited that everyone was proud, even though you didn't win the whole thing?
Yes.
How long have you been swimming?
5 years.
Going to keep on going the next few years?
Yeah.
Very cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
In the air.
Gabe Rolfson. And what do you mean by year?
Like sophomore.
Oh, I'm a freshman.
What did you swim?
I swam the 500 free.
How cool was it to be involved in your first state meet, aside from finishing second? What did you think of the whole thing?
It was pretty fun. It seemed just like mostly any other meet, except more exciting and heavier. So.
And you guys finished second. What were your thoughts when it was all said and done?
Well, that was fast, and that was fun.
So second place, I know that the program's finished second quite a number of years in a row now. Does that kind of give you some motivation going forward?
Yeah, it gives me motivation to go a lot faster next year, so hopefully we can possibly win state next year.
Thank you.
Not a problem.
Oh, that's just wait.
Yeah.
I'm Cheyenne. I'm a sophomore.
What did you swim?
So in the 200 free and 500 free.
I know that I've talked to a lot of sophomores. Are you guys the biggest class on the team?
I think so.
So a lot of girls that have had nothing but state titles so far. What were your thoughts when everything was done?
When what?
When everything was done on Saturday.
I was really excited, and I was impressed with the girls. I was really happy.
Going into it, I know that you guys had been the best team in the state the whole year long, which is kind of an interesting position to be in mentally because you just have to kind of keep grinding. What was your guys' mindset going into the meet on Friday and Saturday?
We were really excited and happy and prepared for anything.
And are you excited for the next 2 years?
Yes, I am.
Okay, cool. Thank you. You're
welcome.
All right, my name's Aaron Stanek, and I'm a senior this year.
And you've been through this 40 years in a row now, so your thoughts on this year's state meet versus some of the others?
My thoughts on the state meet, I knew that we were going in and we probably wouldn't win again. We decided that when we were trying to break all the state records. And when our 4-3 relay, when we finally, me, Kyle, and Aaron Kiesling and Peyton, we broke the state record, and it was kind of a highlight of that year. So,
you've had a lot of success the last 40 years, didn't ever get a title, but you've done a lot of great things. As you look back on the career here at BHS, what are your thoughts?
Oh, I mean, yeah, I have nine gold state medals for, I think it's like six of them are individual, and so I've done pretty well for myself, and I'm pretty proud of that.
What are you going to do next fall?
I'm going to college at William Jewell, where I'm going to be swimming with Mason McCauley, one of my best friends who was on the team last year, so I'm excited for that.
Thank you, Aaron.
All right, thank you.
Aaron Kiesling, Jr.
And what do you swim?
I swim breaststroke and IM.
What were your thoughts when it was all said and done? I know that going into it, you thought maybe you had an outside chance to win it, finish second, but a very close second. I know they were doing some math down the stretch there.
I think we had a very well-put-together season this year. I think we did and accomplished all we could have at state meet. We jumped ahead in every event we could jump on them, so I think we did good.
I had a chance to talk to one of your seniors. I know that they've had a lot of success here the last 4 years, just as you've had the last 3 years. What would you say to them?
I'd say that they did a great job in leading the boys' team this year and that they're going to be very successful in college.
Excited for next season?
Very.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Leon Falk, I'm a junior.
So everything wrapped up on Saturday and you finished in second. What were your thoughts? Were you excited?
I was very excited about the meet. I enjoyed the experience. But I honestly thought we should have gotten first. I mean, there were so many factors that played into it. And, you know, we went out there, we fought hard, we did our best, and, you know, we just got beat by the other team. They were a good team, and, you know, it was a good meet.
So a lot to be proud of.
Yeah.
You going to swim again next season?
Yes, sir.
Excited?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you guys finished second, and I know that it's not connected at all, aside from the fact that it's just the same sport, but the girls won. Was that exciting for you all on the guys' side?
Oh, yeah, that was very exciting for me to see them win, you know, because, like, it's a team thing. Even though the boys didn't win, I was very happy for the girls that they were able to win.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Congratulations once again to both the Bartlesville boys and girls swimming teams. What tremendous seasons. Also, head coach Chad Englehart does a great job with both those clubs, and we thank him for setting that up and all the athletes that we were able to speak with. And once again, you can find that full interview online at BartlesvilleRadio.com. But once again, congrats to the 6A state champion and 6A state runner-up Bartlesville girls and boys swim teams.